Same Time Next Week by Millie Johnson. Chapter 1. The cafe had been open 2 full weeks before Amanda Brundell managed to check it out. She didn't know how that was, because she had been champing at the bit to go since she heard the refurb had been completed and it was once again ready to open its doors. Maybe, she reasoned, as she pulled up in the empty car park, it was something to do with her loyalty to Bettina Boot, who'd been the previous owner. Maybe she was frightened that walking in might make all her old memories of how it used to be disintegrate, because it had been such a beloved place, and she wanted to keep them intact. More than beloved even, a little subplanet where she could just be for a sacred 40-minute visit, away from everything else, everyone else. She felt Bettina's coffees and cakes work on her frazzled nerves, like a masseur might smooth the knots out of a crunchy back. Bettina had died on the job, just keeled over while cutting into a coffee and walnut sponge. People said that's what she would have wanted, and though a ludicrous statement, really, Amanda knew what they meant. Bettina had slowed down but was resisting retirement, which she wouldn't have taken too well. The cafe was her life, and as beloved to her clientele as it was to Bettina herself. Amanda had discovered it 5 years ago, after a flood on the road had diverted her route home and she'd called in for an urgent wee stop. She'd bought a coffee for the privilege of using the facilities and had only intended to throw it down her neck and go, but there had been something about the place that made her want to linger. She ordered another coffee with a slice of Victoria sponge and sat enjoying the gentle background music, tunes of yesteryear, and the soothing ambience. The decor was faded Victorian drawing room with pristine starched white tablecloths and a surfeit of doilies. It was the oddest little place, a genteel oasis of chat, sipping from bone china cups, eating cake with delicate forks. Since that introduction, Amanda had quite often made a pit stop at it between the drive from work and to her mother's, so she could decompress in the company of pensioners and a slice of the special cake of the day. It had fortified her, just as surely as if someone had recharged her internal batteries. She had been gutted to roll up one day and find the place closed and a notice in the window written by Bettina's daughter to say that an era had ended.